I apologize for that. I forgot to uncheck a little box here on my control panel. Anyway, welcome to your Daily Dose of Awesome, your live 15 minutes of daily motivation, inspiration, and education so you can get your day started right. Today's topic is on the 16-minute rapid enrollment method, and that method will be delivered to you by the beautiful, the lovely Kate McShay, who's here with me. Say hi, Kate, once again.
Hi, everybody. What's going on? Yeah, how you guys doing?
So we're no longer mimes just talking to the air. We're actually alive here. So my name is Fernie Zavallos. I'm a lead generation online marketing expert specializing in helping home business owners, including network marketers, affiliate marketers, direct sellers, multiply their incomes using the internet. Now, with this information that we teach here on a daily basis, when I discovered that for the first time, I managed to build my first six-figure network marketing business within a couple years. And over the past 10 years, I've grossed over $11 million in gross income into my businesses. So this stuff really works. And Kate is actually an example of us, bringing on to the bringing this information to the next generation. And Kate herself, as a student of Elite Marketing Pro, has managed to create a multiple six-figure income in her business and moving on to seven figures this year. So I'm excited for Kate, and she's going to tell you one of the secrets today that she uses to do exactly that. So if you're new to our training, you want to go to the link in the description, subscribe to our online recruiting bootcamp. That'll give you a more comprehensive overview as to how it is that we built our home businesses using the internet. You could also subscribe to our live post on the top right corner of this video. If you're watching on mobile, you can actually click on the top right corner and turn on notifications. Or if you're on desktop, you can actually go to our fan page and click the like button under like. You could also, there's a pull down menu, we can turn on notifications as well. This is how we deliver our best and most impactful content. Sometimes I make a mistake and we're silent for the first 2 minutes like we just were. But I promise you that usually we're pretty flawless in these lives. So without further ado, I want to actually bring on Kate. Kate, how are you doing?
Oh my gosh. Hi, Fernie. I'm doing fabulous and just super excited to be on here with you. I always love doing these Daily Dose of Awesome calls. So much fun.
Oh, I just ate into about 6 minutes of your time here. I'm just kidding. Take the time you need.
But, I'm cutting you off at 15.
So Kate, I know you're in the middle of a product launch, and actually some of the content you're going to be delivering today is on some of the secrets that you're currently teaching to your community. So, without further ado, just hop into it. I will mute myself, but I will, next time I come on, I promise my sound will work.
Perfect. That works for me. I mean, Bernie and I were talking right before we got on here, and there's definitely lots of things that I don't do well. However, I do it wrong once and then I fix it. And so, you know, that's how Fernie works too. It's fun when you get to teach your mentors, you know, something, even when it's like your sound's not working. It always feels so fabulous. All right. So what I wanted to share with you today, like Fernie said, is that I've actually got a new 4-part video training series out that really revolves around one big concept that we like to call the 60-minute rapid enrollment method. And the reason that I made the choice to really create this training, and I want to share with you some of the best tips that I can give you, especially if you're someone who's thinking, you know, I'm new, how do I get a massive spike in sales or enrolling people into my program with whatever you do and whatever you market. There's something that I've learned in the past 3 years that has been incredibly powerful for us with regards to building our business, and was a main reason, especially in the beginning, that we went from zero to six figures in less than 12 months. And what it has to do with and what it comes down to is leveraging time. So what I want you to think about today, before I get into sharing with you how you can actually create a really great introduction to running and hosting presentations online and actually do it in a way that gets people really compelled and interested in you and your story, even if you don't think you have enough results yet, I want to talk to you a little bit about thinking how you run your business right now. So one of the things I want you to think about is, first thing is, think to yourself, how much time do you have per day to actually focus in and spend on your business? Now, from what I know and from what I experienced when I first started out, I only had about between 2 to 4 hours each day to focus in on my business. So comment in and let me know, because I've got you guys up here on my feed. Let me know what, you know, on average, how much time you have per day to spend on your business, okay? So feel free to comment in, and I'll continue to keep going through and training, but I'll be looking out for you guys and for your comments. So that's the first thing I want you to reflect and think about, okay? Now, next thing, because this is something that became so incredibly powerful for us and for our business, was understanding our numbers that we needed to hit in order to reach our financial goals. Because in the beginning, I mean, you can say, I want to retire from my job, that's $50,000 a year. However, if you don't know how much you have to make each day, or how many people you have to speak to, or how many people you have to share your products and services with each and every single day in order to hit those numbers and reach your financial goals, then it makes it really difficult, okay? So yeah, some of you are saying 2 to 3 hours, some of you are saying all day, but working around a baby schedule, 2 to 3 hours, 3 to 6 hours. So for the majority of people, when you're first starting out, you've got about 2 to 4 hours a day to focus in on your business. Now, think about it. Ask yourself the question, do you know how many people you need to get in front of your product, your service, or maybe your business opportunity, or your network marketing opportunity in order to actually close your sale, close enough sales to hit your numbers each month? Think about it. If you know, definitely comment in and tell me, you know, roughly how many people you have to talk to per day, okay? Because here's what I learned. When I first started out, I did start out traditionally, not for long, but I did start out traditionally building a network marketing business offline. And so I was reaching out to people, I was prospecting people offline, but what I started to realize was that even though I was working hard and I'm a very coachable person, what ended up happening was I was living in a new place, I was living in Oregon, and I didn't really know anybody. And by the time I got to the end of the week, by the time I got to Sunday, okay, I realized that I was talking to so many different people, yet I wasn't really hitting my financial goals for my numbers. And so every day I was grinding, right, and hustling during my business time, but not really seeing the results that I wanted to see as quickly as I really needed to get them, okay? So secondly, what did I do? Well, I went online, all right? So again, it didn't really change much for me, because what most people struggle with are two things: having enough time in the day to build their business and having enough people to talk to. And so I went online and I started actually private messaging people and building a network of people online. So all of this works, and it works to build that long-term foundation. However, for me, what I needed, because I had actually left my teaching job, I had left my plan B, I didn't have a plan B, so I needed to make income, and I needed to make income quickly. Now, so what we started to think about, and I want to empower you and encourage you to take a shift in thinking, all right? So there's a reason that in network marketing, people suggest doing home parties or suggest doing hotel meetings or suggest having people all meet up at a restaurant, right? And you invite people to that place. Because when you can get a mass group of people in one space at one time, share one presentation, right, and then get multiple people to sign up, it's getting more people in front of your products and services in less time. So what we started to think about was, okay, so I'm grinding every single day, no matter if I'm doing it offline or I'm prospecting online, but what could I do in order to get a mass amount of people in front of me where I don't have to leave my house and I can actually sell my products and services? We've utilized this to market live events. We've utilized this process to sell our own coaching programs, to sell our own products, to build up affiliate programs. But what can I do literally to have more people to talk to at one time and actually spend less time working on my business? So what we did is we started doing what we like to call the 60-minute rapid enrollment method, because it's really about hosting those events. So think about like home parties or hotel meetings or even live events. The reason they work is because you have a captivated audience for a minimal amount of time. And so that's what we started doing. Actually, our first $500 we ever made in our business, and this was before I truly got involved in the business, was Andrew hosted a webinar. So you can call it a webinar, you can call it a live event, whatever you want, right? But Andrew hosted a webinar where he literally did two things. He did a lot of things wrong, and we've done a lot of things wrong, but we fine-tuned this process now. But he literally invited people, he messaged a bunch of people on Facebook, got them all to show up, he had about 9 people show up, and then he had 2 people buy a $297 product with including a 30-minute coaching call, right? So how many of you could do that? Get 9 people to show up at one place at one time, close 2 sales, and then that was it. That was his work for the week, right? He closed 2 $297 sales, over $500 in revenue for him. He's done in 60 minutes versus spending 3 hours a day individually messaging people, right? Individually calling people, individually sharing that presentation over and over and over again. So really it came down to working smarter versus grinding and working harder. Now, does the process of individually grinding every single day work? Absolutely. But when you're looking for, especially now that we're in quarter four, right? When you're looking for that quick bump in sales, or say your company's got a contest where they're giving away a cruise, how do you get access to getting that quick spike, right, in sales or enrollments or whatever you want to do? Well, it's through this process of utilizing the internet as just another platform to get a massive amount of people in front of your offers in just 60 minutes. Now, the second thing I want to talk to you about, and let me know if that's something that's a little eye-opening for you, because I know that there's some people on here, right? There's probably some people on here that are like, well, I don't have a ton of results. And the people that I see doing online webinars or online presentations are people that have these massive amount of results. How do I actually do it? Well, I want to share with you a twist in the way that you think about your results that actually makes you an asset to other people. So here's the deal. Because when I used to run, and this was actually just a recent tweak that we've done in the past 12 months, when I used to run online webinars, okay, where it didn't matter what I was selling, what I would do immediately is when I started talking about my story and I started sharing a little bit about me, I immediately positioned myself as I'm a multiple six-figure earner. I've generated, 75,000 leads online. I've been a top affiliate in 2 different companies, right? Saying all these accolades, all these amazing things. However, what I realized is that think about the majority of people that are going to be on that presentation. And you've got to meet them with where they're at, okay? So for a lot of people at that point in time are either brand new, right? Or they haven't seen a ton of results yet in their business, or they're looking to find a way to get results in their business and in their life. And so by coming in, like I'm this professional, there's actually a disconnect in people being able to connect and relate to you, which is really powerful, especially if you're someone that maybe is just starting out. So if you're saying to yourself, I haven't gotten results yet, how do I share my story? Well, first thing I want you to think about is a twist in how you think about the word results. Because what I can tell you is that if you have joined your business and you've gotten at least one person to watch, an opportunity video or gone over to, your affiliate page where they're seeing all the information about your product or service, you've gotten results. If you've generated one lead or you've gotten one new prospect, you have created a result that other people have not. And so when it comes down to thinking about results, think about it a little bit differently. Think about what are the little teeny tiny baby steps that you've been able to take where you've seen strides in your business that don't have to equal out to this big, massive result. Because honestly, you telling someone, I'm going to share with you on this online presentation today that we have 60 minutes together, I'm going to share with you how I get 2 to 3 new prospects in front of my offers, each week, right? Or I'm going to share with you 2 new ways that I have created, doubled my network, and I've doubled my network in, the past 2 weeks by just doing 60 minutes of work. So the teeny tiny baby steps are going to be what actually makes you relatable to other people, and it's going to actually be what allows people to believe that they can do it too. Sometimes, and I think that this is just sometimes what happens with natural progression is, when you start getting these results, you think like you've got to share everything that, is so powerful about what you've done. But oftentimes, if you're someone that's just starting out, be authentic about that. Share where you're at, share what you've learned, share the results that you've gotten, and then what you're going to do is have them come along the journey with you, all right? There's nothing more important than authenticity and just creating this conviction that you're on a move and you're going to go do big things. And if they don't hop along with you, they're going to miss out. So the biggest things I wanted to share with you today, just to truly understand a shift in the way you might be thinking about your business, especially if you're someone who's like, I don't have a lot of time in the day, or I do have a lot of time in the day, but I'd rather go do fun things that I love to do, and I'd rather work less but earn more or get more results. I want you to ask yourself these questions, okay? So write down, how much time do you have per day? How many people do you have to connect with per day? And what is or isn't working with regards to the strategy that you're utilizing right now? Like, what results are you getting and what results are you not getting? So I want you to start thinking about, do I want to continue to just create that base, or could I also implement a way where maybe once a week you get a bunch of people on a training and you do this quick training, right, 60 minutes, and then even if you close, you know, one sale, two sales, three sales, think of what that can do compounded on your business over time. And then the second thing I want you to think about, okay, and this is huge, make a list of all the little triumphs you've had inside of your business. Okay, all the little triumphs, whether it's generating your first lead online, or it's closing your first teammate, or it's getting someone to show up for a presentation, or it's doing your first follow-up call. Those are all results, okay? So make a list of all the little baby results that you've had that you think might be minimal, and then start thinking about how you can actually share that with other people. All right, so those are the biggest two things that I wanted you to think about, and I've got a four-part video series that digs deeper in actually how you do the presentation, how you continue to create an even more compelling introduction to keep people hooked in, and actually three ways that you can invite people to your presentation if you aren't somebody that has this like big, huge email list of prospects that are just waiting to sign up with you. All right, let's see how we're doing. Okay. Hi, Fernie. How are you? Yep. Fast tell your story. Sounds totally hot. Yep.
You can keep going. I'm just napping.
You want me to keep going?
Yeah. I'm just napping over here.
You're napping? Well, let's do this. What kind of questions do you guys have? Let's see. Cool. Yep. Okay. So some of you have 30 minutes per day. So think about it like this, because this is what I started to do because I realized that in some ways I'm quite a lazy person. And maybe it's not lazy. However, I like to think a little bit differently about my business because I grew up where when I was teaching, I thought I had to grind hard every day.
Someone said lazy? Someone call me?
Someone said lazy. See? And Fernie is similar, and you'll actually find that there's a lot of people out there that build highly successful businesses that might consider themselves a little bit lazy. However, I think it's smart because it's thinking about leverage. It's thinking about how can I get my products and services out to as many people as possible in the minimal amount of time with a minimal amount of work. So that's kind of the transition that we made. And honestly, when we started hosting these webinars or these live events, if you want to call them that, we literally went from, I would say it was like about $7,000 a month at that time with the affiliate company we were working with. And then the next month when we hosted, we kind of tweaked a couple of things from Andrew's first $500 webinar, and we had our first multiple five-figure month. And that was literally from like 60 minutes of work of presenting to a captivated audience and then recommending out a product and service versus us always grinding every single day trying to produce the same result.
Yeah, I would add this with regards to doing a live presentation or webinar. You know, it actually is almost identical to doing a stage presentation. If you're going to do a presentation at a hotel, like let's say your Diamond or whoever is doing that presentation and doing that in front of a massive audience, you can use webinars and actually use the exact same format. If you find whatever format that you find effective, I know Kate has a format that she teaches that is very mm-hmm. effective, but it's essentially almost identical. The way I would present to enroll and sell at a live event would be the same way I would present through a webinar. And that creates possibility because now especially if you're somebody that's already successful in network marketing or have a team. You know, it's much easier to have your team drive people into a webinar as opposed to have them, you know, go to a physical location. You know, there's pros and cons to everything, obviously, because you could connect better. But, you know, the amount of gas, resources, you know, the snacks and food that people invest in when at these gatherings, you know, the time you invest to and from, you know, these presentations, when you're able to, you know, have your team drive people into a presentation, even if you're not doing internet marketing, is not only effective, it's being used by some of the biggest earners in the industry today, because one thing they value more than anything else is their time. And so they got in this business to have time freedom. Driving to and from a hotel meeting is not time freedom.
Right. Yeah, and I think when I think about, and it's such a good point, Fernie, when I think about hosting online presentations or selling online, right, it's really just a shift in the platform that you utilize. So versus, like you said, spending your time going to a hotel meeting in order to sell from there, you're literally just taking the same exact process and switching the communication platform, which is cool because you actually get to connect with so many more people. That's how you make a worldwide business. That's how you're able to reach out to people that aren't close to you and aren't around you and aren't near you. And so it's actually a great way for you to make an even bigger and better impact, and have people that really like you connect with you, maybe from Australia or from the UK or from all the way across, you know, the United States. So really, really powerful strategy. And we're so excited that we were able to implement it. However, I will say, and this is something that if I were to go back, and I would never change our journey, I know hands down we've left multiple six figures on the line because and on the table because we didn't host webinars sooner. Because I did all that stuff like, oh, I don't have enough results yet, I don't know what I'm saying, I don't know what I'm doing. Well, get with someone who has a system and knows exactly the process that they can put it into for you, so it's just easy, you just plug in and you go. So I'm going to tell you right now that, like, missing out on that for a good almost year and a half of really taking action with webinars definitely held us back with regards to revenue at our business.
Well, Kate, we're a little over time, partially my fault because I started as a mime. You know, I was just making hand gestures and no one could understand what I was saying. You know, obviously there's a lot more to this than what you shared. You're actually doing a lot of training this week on how to actually host your own webinars and how to drive people into webinars and what you say before, during, and after the webinar. So can you give people a quick link so they can learn more about it?
Yeah, so if you go to katemcshay.com/60min, and I'll also make sure that we post it into the comment section as well. So it's katemcshay.com/60min, like the short of the minute, 60 minute. You'll be able to actually go and enter in your email and get information to the four-part video series, which will be released this entire week. So you'll get all of every single video. First one talks about two different styles of ways to build your business. Second is three different ways you can invite people to your online presentations. Third is about what we tweaked and refined in order to create this process to have that multiple five-figure month and actually our first five-figure night. And then the fourth one helps you dive a little bit deeper into the actual process of hosting profitable webinars.
Great. Awesome, Kate. Well, thank you so much. And by the way, guys, that's not an affiliate link. So if you're promoting Kate's launch, we're actually helping you earn commissions. So that's it, guys. Thank you so much, Kate, for being on. You're awesome. You're wonderful. I wish I could have you on every day because for some reason our numbers jump up when they see a beautiful blonde-haired girl in the newsfeed as opposed to, like, this round Mexican guy, you know? So thank you for getting our ratings up.
Yeah, well, you're very welcome. Next time I'll make sure to just, like, make faces the whole time, and we'll see what that does. We can test that out.
Awesome, Kate. Well, thank you so much. And, guys, also, for your online recruiting bootcamp, it's in the description. If you're new to all this and you need a kind of like a primer in addition to checking out Kate's stuff. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. I think we have Vitaly on some copywriting nuggets. So we'll be back tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
Bye, guys.